Hey everyone, and welcome back. You asked for a deep dive into model distillation and how it can give you a real leg up in specialized fields like finance or research. We've got some really interesting research papers lined up, and you're going to want to hear this.
Yeah, it's a fascinating topic. Think about it this way. Instead of needing some massive supercomputer to run these really complex AI models, we can actually distill the essential knowledge into a smaller, more efficient model. It's almost like having a specialized expert on call, but without the huge overhead.
Oh, okay. I like the sound of that.
Yeah.
But can you give me like a real-world example of this in action?
Absolutely. So one paper we're looking at today is titled S1, Simple Test Time Scaling. And it showcases a distilled model called S1 that can tackle some pretty complex mathematical and scientific reasoning. The researchers got some really remarkable results. But what's really interesting is the efficiency. They trained this model on just 1,000 carefully selected examples.
Hold on, wait a second. 1,000 examples, that seems unbelievably small compared to the massive data sets we usually hear about in AI.
Right. That's the beauty of model distillation. It's not about just throwing tons of data at the problem. It's about being really strategic with the data you choose and focusing on efficient learning. So instead of just overwhelming the model with everything, they focused on quality over quantity, choosing examples that were difficult, diverse, and had these clear, well-structured reasoning steps.
It's like finding that perfect study guide, you know, the one that's tailored for max learning in a specific area. I'm starting to see how this could be super powerful for someone working in finance, who needs to analyze that complex data quickly and accurately.
Exactly. And to push the boundaries even further, they used a technique called budget forcing to kind of manage the model's thinking time. So essentially, they made the model pause when it tried to answer too quickly, almost like forcing it to double check its work. And you know what? This actually led to the model catching and correcting errors that it might have otherwise missed. Oh, that's so smart. It's like saying, hold on. Are you sure about that? It reminds me of myself, you know? When I rush through a problem, I tend to make silly mistakes. Sometimes slowing down and really thinking things through is the key to getting it right.
Yeah, it really is a fascinating parallel to human learning. And in the case of S1, this budget forcing, combined with their strategic data selection, led to some pretty incredible performance gains.
Okay, I'm hooked. Let's talk more about that data selection process. What made those 1,000 examples so special?
Well, they focused on three key criteria: difficulty, diversity, and quality. The problems had to really challenge the model, you know, cover a wide range of problem types over 50 different subject domains, while still maintaining accurate and well-structured reasoning steps.
So it wasn't just about finding the toughest math problems out there. It was about creating this learning experience, exposing the model to a broad range of challenges, and making sure it learns how to approach them strategically. Yeah, exactly. And to give you an example, they included this challenging probability problem in their data set. It involved proving the convergence of two sequences of random variables. Not exactly a walk in the park. But the S1 model, thanks to its training, was able to break down the problem into manageable steps and arrive at the correct solution.
Okay, now I'm seeing the real-world implications here. Imagine applying this to financial forecasting, training a model on a diverse set of market scenarios and economic indicators. This could help analysts make more informed predictions and navigate those complex financial landscapes.
Absolutely. It's all about equipping the model with the right knowledge and the right thinking process, enabling it to tackle those specialized problems effectively. And the best part is this approach isn't limited to just math or quantitative reasoning.
Really? Tell me more about that. How could this be applied to other fields, like scientific research, for example?
So while S1 focused on mathematical and scientific reasoning, the principles of model distillation are actually super adaptable. Imagine distilling a model that's been trained on a huge collection of financial reports, market data, and even news articles. It could really help analysts identify patterns, assess risks, and maybe even uncover hidden opportunities in the market.
Wow, that's powerful. So instead of just crunching numbers, it's like having an AI assistant that can really understand the bigger picture, almost like a financial detective.
Precisely. And the S1 team actually demonstrated this versatility. They showed their model successfully tackling a challenging astronomy problem, proving that this approach can go way beyond just numbers and equations. The possibilities are really vast.
Okay, my mind is racing with the possibilities. So we've got this super efficient model trained on this carefully selected data. But how does it actually learn to think like an expert? How does distillation transfer those reasoning abilities?
Yeah, that's the real magic of this whole technique. Yeah. Remember we talked about those high-quality reasoning steps in the data? It's not just feeding the model the answers. It's showing it the process of how to get there.
So it's not just like memorization. It's more like learning from a master chess player.
Right.
You don't just copy their moves, you try to understand their strategy. You know, the why behind each decision.
Exactly. By training on these carefully crafted examples, the distilled model picks up not just the what, but the how. It internalizes the expert's problem-solving approach, which allows it to apply that same logic to new unseen situations.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Especially in fields like finance, where things are constantly changing. You really need a model that can adapt and reason its way through new challenges.
Absolutely. Imagine you're trying to analyze a company's financial health. A traditional model might just focus on the raw numbers, but a distilled model, trained on the reasoning of experienced analysts, could potentially identify these subtle red flags or hidden opportunities that others might completely miss.
Oh, wow. It's like having a seasoned financial advisor, whispering in your ear, pointing out things you might not have even considered. That could be a game changer for making smart investment decisions.
Exactly. And this applies to research as well. Think about analyzing complex scientific papers. A distilled model could help researchers cut through all that jargon and quickly identify the core findings and implications of a study.
Okay, so we're seeing how distillation makes models super efficient and gives them this powerful reasoning ability.
Yeah.
But you mentioned earlier that the S1 team experimented with different ways to scale the model's thinking time during testing. What's that all about?
Right. So they explored two main approaches, parallel and sequential scaling. Imagine you have this really complex problem to solve. Parallel scaling is kind of like having a team of people brainstorming all at once, throwing out different ideas and seeing what sticks.
So it's like a rapid-fire idea generation session. What about sequential scaling?
Well, sequential scaling is more like focused revision. You start with an initial attempt, then you step back, analyze it, refine it, and build upon it iteratively.
Ah, so it's like the editing process of writing. You don't just expect to have the perfect first draft. It's about carefully refining and improving your work over time.
Exactly. And what's interesting is that the S1 team found that sequential scaling, especially when they combined it with that budget-forcing technique, was much more effective than just throwing more processing power at the problem.
So it's not always about brute force computation. Sometimes a more strategic step-by-step approach leads to better results. It's almost like those models are learning to think more like humans, carefully considering their options before jumping to a conclusion.
That's a great observation. And it highlights a crucial insight. As we develop more and more sophisticated AI, it's not just about raw processing power, it's about designing systems that can think strategically, learn efficiently, and reason effectively.
That's a really powerful idea. And it seems like model distillation is playing a key role in pushing AI in that direction.
Absolutely. And don't forget, the S1 team made all their work open source, which is amazing for the AI community. It means researchers and developers can build upon their findings, explore new applications, and really push the limits of what's possible with model distillation.
Yeah, that open collaboration is so important in this field. It allows for faster progress and more innovation. But while we're celebrating these advances, it's also important to acknowledge the potential risks and challenges.
Right.
Of course.
With any powerful technology, there's always a chance for misuse or unintended consequences. We need to be really careful about how these models are being developed and deployed, making sure they're used responsibly and ethically.
Okay, so let's talk about that a bit more. What are some of the things we need to be cautious about as model distillation becomes more widespread? You're right, we can't just get caught up in all the excitement without considering the potential downsides. What are some of the things we need to watch out for as model distillation becomes more common, especially in areas like finance and research where the stakes are so high?
Well, one crucial thing is control and transparency. These distilled models are super powerful, but we need to make sure we understand how they're getting their results. It's like having this brilliant financial analyst who gives you amazing advice, but can't explain their reasoning. You wouldn't just blindly act on that without knowing the why behind it.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Especially in finance, where decisions could have huge consequences. So how can we ensure that kind of transparency with these distilled models?
Well, it's definitely an ongoing area of research, but techniques like explainable AI or XAI are becoming more popular. It's all about coming up with ways to look inside the black box of these models and understand their decision-making process. This not only helps us build trust, but it also allows us to spot any biases or flaws in their reasoning.
So it's like having an audit trail for the model's thinking, making sure it's not basing its recommendations on bad logic or hidden biases.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
Exactly. And this focus on transparency is super important, not just for the people using these models, but for the developers too. It allows for constant improvement and refinement to make sure those models are robust, reliable, and align with ethical considerations.
Speaking of ethical considerations, that's something we should definitely talk about more broadly. As model distillation makes AI more accessible, how do we make sure it's being used responsibly?
Yeah, that's a big one. One concern is misuse. You know, imagine a model that was trained on biased financial data. It could actually make those biases worse, leading to unfair or discriminatory outcome.
That's a scary thought. It really shows how important it is to carefully select that training data and make sure it's representative and unbiased.
Right. And it goes beyond just the data. It's about designing that distillation process in a way that reduces the risk of transferring harmful biases from the larger model to the smaller one. It's a tough challenge, but it's one that researchers are actively working on.
It sounds like developers have a huge responsibility to make sure these models are being used ethically.
Absolutely. And it's not just on them. Policymakers, regulators, and society as a whole need to be part of creating those ethical guidelines and standards for AI development and deployment. It's a team effort to ensure this technology is used for good.
Okay, so we've talked about efficiency reasoning, transparency, and ethics. As we wrap up this deep dive into model distillation, what's the main takeaway you want our listeners to remember?
I think the most important thing to remember is that model distillation is a powerful tool. It has incredible potential to totally change how we use AI in specialized fields like finance and research. But with that power comes responsibility. We need to develop and use these models carefully, always considering transparency, fairness, and ethics.
It feels like we're at a crossroads with AI. We have this amazing technology that can solve complex problems and open up new possibilities, but we need to be sure we're using it the right way.
Exactly. It's such a fascinating and rapidly evolving field, and it's so important to stay informed, ask those critical questions, and be part of that ongoing conversation about responsible AI development and use.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. We hope you found it insightful and interesting. And to our listeners, if you're working in finance research or any other field where specialized AI could make a difference, keep exploring the possibilities of model distillation. It might just be the key to unlocking new levels of efficiency, insight, and innovation.